30. Joan of Arc.
I'm looking for some materials about Joan of Arc. Where might I find them?
I'll show you. Are you doing some research?
Yes, I'm writing a book about famous figures in history.
Well, Joan of Arc is certainly famous. She was the most famous fighting woman in European history.
On the battlefield, she motivated her troops to drive the enemies from her homeland.
Although she knew nothing about warfare, she claimed to be guided by visions of saints. Few people believed her, and many thought she used sorcery.
Yes, that's why when she was captured, she was declared a witch and burnt at the stake. I don't really believe she was a witch.
Maybe she was schizophrenic. She started to hear voices and have visions at the age of 13.
Yes, I suppose so. Seeing things is a symptom of mental problems. These visions, they were of saints, weren't they?
Saint Michael, the Captain General of the Armies of Heaven, and Saint Catherine and Saint Margaret, who were both early Christian martyrs.
Well, nowadays Joan of Arc is a saint herself. I bet she never believed she would end up in such company.
I think that all she cared about was fighting for her king and country. She probably never even considered the fact that many years later, people would admire her and make her a saint.
Around the time she was born, France was at war with the English. I guess she couldn't have been born at a better time.
This conflict was not really a war. It lasted for more than 100 years. That's why we call it the Hundred Years' War.
100 years is certainly a long time to be fighting. A victory here would have allowed the English a chance to control all of southern France.
Yes, but they were stopped by the French, who were led by a 17-year-old peasant girl, Joan.
It's hard to think that someone so young could have led an army. This particular battle took place in Orleans.
Now Joan is known as the Maid of Orleans.